that's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
Hello, my friends. I hope you're doing well today, and welcome back to r/pro revenge, where a lot of you come to get your daily dose of satisfaction by listening to others getting what they deserve. Guys, in today's episode, you'll hear two stories. The first is how OP's friend nukes a timeshare scam. The second story is why you should never pick on the quiet kids at school. Guys, I hope you stay for the stories today, and do hit that subscribe button for future stories. This first story is titled, Cost a Timeshare Scam All of Their Sales for Lying, and Make $5,000 Doing It. So this is the story of how a friend of mine nuked a timeshare scam a few years back, and took them to the cleaners. So background, the friend of mine is a big dude. He's maybe 6'3" and 250 pounds, and a no-nonsense military NCO. He likes his booze and likes to have a good time when he's off the clock, and we'll call him JB. One day, he got one of those win-a-free week-long cruise, all-expenses-paid phone calls. He decides to look into it, because why the hell not? He calls the number back and gets a lady on the other end who gives him a rundown of how the cruise thing works. It sounds too good to be true, so he asked her, is there some sort of timeshare thing going on, or other strings attached to this? She assures him that no, there's not. He goes for it, and signs up for a cruise a few months later, during a block of leave. So, the revenge. In order to claim the cruise, he and his wife had to show up a day early to a hotel near the port, where the cruise was departing. The room's paid for already, as a part of the cruise package. They show up a day before, and check in with the front desk. The concierge asked if they would like to upgrade to the VIP package for $20, which includes free drinks at the hotel bar. Of course, he takes the upgrade and heads to the bar. JB's a social drinker, and when he gets liquored up, he starts socializing with the other bar patrons. He finds out that they're also there for the cruise, and that there's a mandatory presentation the next morning that everyone has to go to. JB starts to smell a rat. This sounds an awful lot like a timeshare scam. He figures he's having none of it, and being good and drunk, he rallies all the cruise goers around him, which is about 30 people. He gets up on a table and delivers a William Wallace-style speech about how they don't have to deal with these timeshare scam artists. Within minutes, he's whipped the crowd into a frenzy and convinced everyone not to buy into whatever the presentation's selling. Sure enough, the next morning, everyone shows up to the presentation to claim their cruise. They're told the tickets will be given to them at the conclusion of the presentation. JB is drunk again because, well, free booze and he's on leave. He starts to go back into Braveheart mode, getting real loud about how it's a scam, and he was told explicitly that there's no timeshare attached to the cruise. Well, the timeshare people instantly recognize JB's bad for business, so they usher him away from everyone else into a side room and try to talk sense into him. The timeshare scammer says, "Sir, this is a mandatory presentation. We cannot give you a ticket for the cruise unless you go to this." And JB responds, "Y'all specifically said there was no timeshare involved in the cruise." The scammer then says, "Sir, we have all of our calls recorded, and it's very clearly outlined that you need to listen to the presentation before getting offered the tickets." He responds, "Good, I love how the calls are recorded. Let's pull up my recording, and you show me when they said that." At this point, a big, beefy security-looking dude, who's clearly a part of the timeshare company, tries to intervene, because JB's getting louder and more angry. The security guy tries to calm him down, but JB's riled up and won't take crap from anyone. At this point, it's clear that they can't let JB into the presentation, or he'll ruin everything. So the director of the program pulls JB into his office. The guy basically tells JB that they listened to his call, and he's right. The lady had said there was no timeshare involved. The director admits that they aren't able to print his ticket until 12:30 p.m., the time where the presentation was scheduled to end, because the company locks them in order to force people to go to the presentations. He says to come back at 12:30, as he'll have the tickets, and will also upgrade him to premium for free, if he doesn't go anywhere near the presentation. Too easy. JB does exactly that, and then heads to the boat. Premium was like the best cabin on the boat, with again, free booze and all sorts of awesome upgrades, including $5,000 on his account. It turns out that everyone else who had to sit through the timeshare presentation almost missed the boat because it went too long, and not a single person bought a timeshare, and the presenters spent hours trying to convince them to. Eventually they gave up and handed everyone their tickets in defeat. In total, they made $0 in sales and lost another $5,000 to JB's free premium upgrades. Guys, I've never had any experiences with being forced to buy timeshares, but I've heard stories. So I was in Mexico a year ago at a resort in Cancun, and one of the big scams that everyone was made aware of on the resort was to avoid people trying to sell you timeshares and fake bars of silver. I feel like the word timeshare is just surrounded with so much negativity. Guys, I want to know, has anyone actually ever had a good experience with timeshares? This story's titled, Never Egg the Quiet Kid's House. Bad things happen. I spent my high school years in a small town in Wisconsin. There were only a few stoplights, and everyone knew everyone. If you screwed up or did something embarrassing, everyone knew about it within hours, sometimes sooner. I had a small circle of friends, and then a host of acquaintances that I hung out with from time to time. And one of them is the center of our story. He was a pretty good guy. We'll call him Ted for the story's sake. The problem, of course, was that he was your standard outcast in high school life. He wasn't athletic, he played video games in a time where gamers were truly considered the nerds or geeks, and was a skinny kid with glasses, which made him easy to pick on. I have been and always will be a gamer, so he and I had no issues getting along. I was slightly more athletic and played football, so I was able to at least keep some of the guys off his back for him. There was nothing I could do about the hockey guys though. It was a Saturday, and we were at the bowling alley with a couple of our mutual friends. All was going well until several members of said hockey team came walking in, and of course, get put in the lane just a couple down from us. They were close enough where they could be dicks and show off in front of their girlfriends. Of course, they singled Ted out and left the rest of us alone, but that doesn't really fly well with me, and I tried to get them to stop, which failed, of course. Teenage guys in front of their girlfriends, there's nothing stopping them from showing how alpha they are. After putting up with their crap for an entire game, Ted finally showed a little backbone and quite loudly told them to shut up and leave him alone. Well, in small town logic, doing something like that means you're asking for more trouble because everybody knows where everybody lives. And one of the players said to him, "Oh, so you're gonna be a big man now. Hey guys, look at him. He thinks he's a big man now. Well, don't worry, we'll put you in your place." I stepped in and told them to just leave us alone and that nothing needed to happen because it was really pointless. They stopped it, and we finished our game, heading out to one of our mutual friends' house to hang out there. We think nothing of it, and I head home pretty late that night. My phone rings the next morning, and it's Ted.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
He's crying. He says, "OP, they egged my house last night." "The hockey guys?" "Yeah, it's a mess." I asked him how bad it was and how he knows it was them. And Ted replies, I saw them and they shouted and taunted me. We had the windows open and some of the eggs got in there. I headed over there shortly and sure enough, the house was absolutely pelted and covered with yolks, marks, eggshells, etc. Inside the house were at least 7 or 8 direct hits. It was pretty gross. I stuck around and helped him clean it up. During the cleanup, though, I realized that Ted was not only over his crying, but he was plotting revenge. When we were done cleaning up, he called a couple of his friends for ideas. He wasn't going to be able to get everyone back, but he could at least get the one that seemingly led the charge. Being in Wisconsin, one thing that teenagers really like to do, besides drink illegally, is chew tobacco. He had a couple of his friends who did just that, and because they weren't exactly the cleanest people around, they had some bottles of spit and other things laying around. He asked them to bring whatever they could. Before they came over with the bottles, he went and bought a couple of dozen eggs. I assumed he was going to return the favor of egging the house and just taking it one step further. Nope. He was out to do damage. I asked him what the plan is, and Ted says, I'm gonna get however big of a container that I need and throw all of this together. Rotten eggs, chew spits, whatever else I can find. I throw up in my mouth a little and said, wow, that's pretty damn good. Are you gonna throw it at the guy's house? And Ted responded, oh no, something way better than that. He ended up combining all of it into a small bucket, and there was a lot of it. It was extremely disgusting. To top it off, he left it outside in the sun just to let it stew for a while. It was an unusually warm spring for us, so leaving that outside to stew was pretty damn ingenious, and he left it outside for a week. By the time the following weekend rolled around, it smelled so foul, and I'm gagging just thinking about it. The kid had a plan, and he was gonna do whatever he had in mind. His parents were trying to figure out if it was possible to do an investigation, but with no witnesses, there wasn't much they could do. The phone calls meant nothing, and Ted figured that this was the best option. Ted's plan was simple. You see, the hockey guy had a brand new truck. It also had a pretty good sound system in it, and these guys would hang out in the parking lots and just sit around, talking, bitching, and he would have his windows wide open playing music. Ted was getting that bucket of wretchedness into the cab of his truck, and he didn't care how. Unfortunately, I was not around to witness this. I was out of state with the family the weekend it occurred, but I did get the phone call from our friend who drove him to the hangout. He was lucky enough to catch them in the parking lot and far enough away from the truck where he had a clean shot. They pulled up alongside of the truck, and Ted managed to pop out, launch the contents of the bucket into the cab through the window, and get back in the car before they can make it to him. While on the phone with the getaway driver, I could hear Ted laughing so hard in the background he was hyperventilating. I was concerned he was going to get into major trouble, but he didn't care. He was on cloud 9. He had reached his breaking point and was basking in the glory of his revenge. I got back to school on Monday, and it was the talk of the school. The truck's interior was flat out ruined and smelled like Sex Panther. He couldn't even drive it because Ted had managed to do a surgical strike and douse just about everything, and then he just chucked the bucket into it upside down to ensure it all got in there. Ted had become a legend. He'd been concerned that he was going to get his ass kicked because of this, and truth be told, I think everyone expected it. However, it didn't happen because word had reached the higher-ups in the school. My town was very much a good old boy town, where an eye for an eye still meant something. The two of them were brought into a meeting and told they were not to speak to each other. As for the damages caused, both sets of parents were informed of what was shared in the meeting, where each of them admitted to their actions. The parents were asked to handle the discipline of each of their children and to work out the issue of the damages caused. The parents ended up agreeing to just take care of their own problems and leave it at that. No one bothered Ted after that. The hockey guy's truck became known as the Spit Cup truck, which pissed him off to no end. He never really became a popular kid in high school, but no one dared to mess with him after that. And that, my friends, is a dish of revenge served ice cold. I don't know, OP. I'd have to disagree and say that this dish was served lukewarm. Oh, that's absolutely disgusting. I love this revenge story, and it's a little bit on the grosser side, but it goes to show that everyone has a breaking point. I can't even begin to imagine what that smells like. Chewing tobacco spit, rotten eggs, I don't even know what else he threw into it, but I wouldn't want that dumped into my car. And that's it for this episode of r/pro revenge. If you didn't catch the last episode of r/pro revenge, OP's boss slams her leg in a door, and she decides to take down his business. It's a really good tale. So if you haven't heard it, click the video right now. I hope you guys got your revenge fix for the day, and I'll see you guys in the next one.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.